I guess it segues into the last song on that record. That's a Kraftwerk from Trans-European Express. You heard Franz Schubert. I was digging through my big database of what I've played over the last 10 or 11 years on this show, and I don't think that one has ever gotten played on my Friday afternoon show. So there you go. Debut. World debut. I notice a lot of songs do get played a lot, but I check, and it's, you know, a big hit song on my show gets played every 3 years, something like that. So I dedicated to try to mix it up a little more, and I managed to a little bit today. Started off with Trader Horn, who I have played on the show, but I'm not sure what song I played, and I wrote it down wrong initially. You heard Three Rings for Elvin Kings and Growing Man from the album called Morning Way, and that's Jackie McCauley, who was in Them, original keyboard player in Them, and Judy Dibel, who was original singer in Fairport Convention, and actually was associated with the King Crimson people right at the start. And it's a really lovely record. One of those records I had since the early 70s, just sitting in my collection. And I finally cracked it open a few years ago. I thought I better listen to this. And it's a fantastic record. So my record feels like it's brand new, though it's, I don't know, 40-some years old, 48 years old. That happens sometimes. Nick Drake from Brighter Later, you heard Northern Sky. And I was just thinking back, the reason I got turned on to Nick Drake is because they put an album out in America that combined bits of his first two albums. And I found it at the radio station, and John Cale was involved. And I thought, well, that's got to be interesting. And it was. And, you know, the rest is history. You know, I made three fantastic albums and then checked out. The Gist, from their first album. They've got another one since. That's Stuart Moxham from Young Marble Giants. The album's called Embrace the Herd. You heard Love at First Sight. And for some reason, I'm thinking he's got a new record in the works. He puts out little bits and pieces, but you have to keep track, and you have to pretty much get them from him directly. But lovely stuff. I really like that. Great Welsh band. I think they're from Cardiff, Southern Wales. And finishing up the Kraftwerk. That got us to, a little after five. So I still ran long. That's all right. It's my show, my time. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Ghost Town Coffee Roasters, featuring locally roasted specialty coffees, coffee equipment, barista training, and fresh food to go from the cafe. Online at orderspoon.com or phone 577-2662. They're located at 104 Bridger Center Drive, across from the Story Mill Park, and at retailers throughout Montana. On-site Energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com or by phone 406-551-6135. And Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, hardwoods, slabs, wholesale bundles, and more. Showroom and lumberyard located just south of Four Corners. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Online at mtreclaim.com. And we thank everybody who supports KGLT, including the listeners, because you're all part of the deal. Okay, which way was I going to go? I think I'll start with this one. Not much else to say. I'm feeling pretty relaxed. I woke up really early this morning. I've been doing that, waking up at 3:30 or 4. And I actually feel fine. I went to bed about 8 o'clock, ate my dinner, and conked out like an old man. But it's fair enough. I was up early yesterday, too. But I'm feeling fine, and I'm doing okay on the show. I look forward to this. It's only every other week, but I spend 2 weeks looking, getting organized, and I've hardly got to all the new stuff, so I better quit talking and play you some more. Contemplating and I'm seeing things that weren't there before you.
Thank you.
That's Young Fresh Fellows from one of their Christmas records compilations called An Evenings in Edenbrook Forest. I just can't get beside her. Recorded right here in Bozeman, right in my basement, very late at night. Very, very beer-fueled. Sounded good, though. I haven't heard that for a while. Start off with Phil Judd from his album Play It Strange, your Renovator's Dream. And Paul McCartney from his album called New, which was a couple back now, you'd appreciate. And people sort of grouse about the McCartney records he does these days. But I think they're all pretty strong, and they all have at least a couple of killer songs on them. And he's got a new solo album coming out called McCartney 3 that people are raving about. So we shall see. It should be out now, soon. Keep my ear out for it. Can't wait to hear it, because McCartney and McCartney 2 are both fantastic records. George Harrison, from All Things Must Pass, you heard I'd Have You Anytime. And that's coming out again. They remixed it for the second time, and it'll be out beginning of the year. I don't know if that's necessary, but that's what they're doing. And I guess if you have the time and the money, you can do such things. And then finish up with Fellows. 5:21, sort of back on track. What's going on here? Oh, we better tell you what's happening on this station.
Listening to a great new album is a beautiful gift you can give yourself, even in the time of pandemic. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot.
We've got a review roundup this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
And this 5 o'clock hour on Friday night is underwritten by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9 on Montana PBS. It'll be Washington Week at 7:30, firing line with Margaret Hoover. And the news these days is just so exciting and so fun, isn't it? 8 o'clock, the Bee Gees One for All Tour, live in Australia in 1989. Well, there you go. And 10 o'clock, Johnny Cash, a concert behind prison walls. Oh, can't beat that. Yeah, wild. Anything else to tell you? No, it's just me. I'll be back in 2 weeks, which will put us in December. I haven't checked the calendar. I may well be on Christmas Day, something like that. I think it works out if I'm on the day after Thanksgiving. I get caught up in the Christmas holiday. So I have to do the calendar math to see how that works out. Let's see. Yeah. Well, it's not important right now. One thing at a time. We've got plenty of turkey to eat, so no problem. Oh, record store day. I went over to the Wax Museum and bought a few things, and I didn't know about this one. It's Granddaddy, Jason Lytle. A song that's been around on the A side, but two B sides that I think are new or haven't. I wasn't aware of them. I just was chatting with Jason the other day, catching up, and he's doing well. Said he might come out skiing this winter. I would love to see him. And he's this whole social distancing thing is right up his alley, because he's a hermit by nature, a solitary man. So he said it's no big whoop to him.
light of the day is no longer here.
Lying, backed up to go. Cause it's winter time.
Is that it? Guess so. That's Manuel on the Renegades. A single I found right here in town, probably at Saks, or maybe at the old Salvation Army. Somebody named Hoffman. Their collection showed up in the thrift store bins, and I learned right away that anything that had their name on it to buy. And they came out over a long period, not all at once. There's little dribs and drabs of Hoffman records. And that one's a killer one. And when I looked up Manuel and the Renegades, they have another single that's not very good at all. So I scored. Nice sort of surf pot rod instrumental. I have a feeling Hoffman was from Chicago. Several indications pointing to that. What was it here? There, Granddaddy, Jason Lytle covering "In My Room," Beach Boys, Brian Wilson song. Beach Boys themselves from the Friends album. You heard "Wake the World." Tony Rivers and the Castaways covering the Beach Boys. "Girl, Don't Tell Me." Sagittarius sounding a lot like the Beach Boys from the album "Present Tense." You heard "My World Fell Down." Kurt Becher, who was a big fan of Brian Wilson, and Gary Usher, I see, worked on that, and he worked with the Beach Boys. Factotum did another Beach Boys cover, "You're So Good to Me," and I might have played that a month ago or so, but that's all right. And finishing up with some instros. I'm going to hustle out of here.
This week in This American Life, we got a tip that a pork processor is taking the very bottoms of a pig's intestines, slicing them into rings, and selling that product as imitation calamari. Could that be true?
I think it'd be about the same diameter and stuff.
Porky Doppelgangers and other stories about food for Thanksgiving weekend.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Okay, I was mentioning I have records that I've had for years just sitting there. So they're virtually brand new. And this one is not even a common record. It's a rare mail order only version of this album, and I heard it on the radio on a Bob Irwin show a couple weeks ago, and I thought, well, dang, I gotta play that. This is The Deviants.
She walks in the teeth of the city where its neon ways are warm. She comes to hide.
Look into your mind's eye, see what you can see. That's all.
A banker, and Jane, she is a clerk.
music there, Jim. March of the Wooden Soldiers. And you can hear Jack say, some people like to go out dancing. There's other people like me, we gotta work. Now watch me now. There's even some evil mothers. They'll tell you that life is just made